This is a fence in Bohren Carn housing estate in Ballymote, and the fence has totally decayed, and it's lying out over a river, and there's a lot of young children in the estate, and they can climb out on it. If they have to follow a ball, they have to go out on it, and it's not able to hold up even a child. And the big risk is that a child will fall down into the river there and get lost. And it's even dangerous for an adult. An adult that'd be out walking dog there at night, it would be very easy just to step out over the edge, trip on the fence, come down on the fence, and there's no way to hold up an adult, not even for seconds. So this is a health and safety issue. It's an accident waiting to happen. Something, this is my second motion on it. It was raised at several houses in May at the time of the local elections, and I brought a motion forward in September. I have another one, and the reply is that it's going to cost 20,000, and there's a number of trees that has to be removed, so that means bringing in a tree sergeant plus direction of the fence. There isn't 20,000 available in the area office, so the reply really is saying there's no budget. Now, I think this is totally unacceptable, that a health and safety issue of this magnitude in a local authority, or in a housing estate where the local authority has taken in charge, is going to be left in that state. It's an absolute disgrace.
So for you, councillor, as you pointed out, as was said in the chamber, that there's no budget to address the situation. But it sounds like you're saying, well, that's not a good enough reason when it comes to potential fatalities down the line, that you're not just going to sit down and accept this decision. Are you going to try and look into something else, or try and figure a way around
it?
Well,
God forbid there be a fatality, there be a budget, funding. And that's the unfortunate thing. Now, I will speak to the Residents Association there, or the person that contacted me, and see is there any way that there might be a partnership between the residents and the local authorities to have this work done. I can't comment any more on it other than that until I speak to the residents.